The American Broadcasting Company presents Counter Spy.
Washington calling David Harding, Counter Spy. Washington calling David Harding, Counter Spy.
Harding, Counter Spy, calling Washington. United States Counter Spies, especially appointed to investigate and combat the enemies of our country, both at home and abroad. These counter spy reports to the American people are brought to you each Tuesday and Thursday. Tonight, Case of the Foolish Father.
Here's your regular table, Mr. Baker. You please sit down.
Yeah, sure, Tom. I'll get some bread and rolls on this table. I haven't got all night. What's the good of my own in this joint if I can't get served?
Sure, Mr. Baker, sure.
Oh, why hasn't the floor show started yet? What goes on here, anyway?
Take it easy, Lefty. It's only 10:30.
Popo, you know I got that date with Hickman. Paolo, get going. Will you go tell the band leader, tell Charlie to start the floor show? I want to see that new dance. Put her on first.
Sure, Mr. Baker. Right away, Mr. Baker.
Oh, people take all year to do the simplest thing.
Your trouble is you're a hurrysome guy, Lefty.
Take it easy.
Like you, Bobo, you fat monkey. I got a lot of things to do in my life. Why don't they start the show?
The show. What's so terrific about the show? A crummy comic and 6 tired chorus babes.
Selena.
Oh, the new snake dancer?
Uh-huh. I saw the photos when Charlie booked her. She dances in a filmy costume with a fake snake. Oh, mother.
Thank you, and good evening, folks. Good evening. It's a privilege to welcome you to the Green Grotto, Liberty City's snappiest recreation center. Tonight, we've got a special treat for you, and here it is...
That guy talks too long.
The Dance of the Serpent Queen by Selena. Joe, the violet spotlight, please. Oompa, 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 music.
Smoke, Bobo. Look at her.
Yeah. Why does she waste time with that snake?
Oh, Mother, get my asbestos suit. I'm going to a fire.
Excuse me, Mr. Pinky. You're all zimbori. You want a drink?
Yeah, shut up, Bobo. Leave me alone.
That's funny, sir.
Hey, Lefty, you know what time it is?
What a disharoo.
You'll be late for seeing Hickman.
Yeah, let him wait.
Lefty, everything hangs on that.
Look, Bobo, the minute she finishes, go back and tell her to wait for me in the dressing room. Don't let her leave, huh?
Okay.
I'll be back as soon as I finish with Hickman. Look at her, Bobo. I'll see you later.
Well, you're a little early, Lefty.
Oh, it's better than late, isn't it?
Yeah. Sit down.
Look, I'm in a hurry, Hickman.
Aren't you always? That's why a picture, Lefty, is my right-hand man a year ago. And you've done all right, haven't you?
Not all right enough.
I don't get you, Lefty.
Things have to move faster. I got no time for them.
Impatience is foolish, my boy. Took me 20 years to work up to the head of the organization. Today I control every racket in Liberty City.
Uh-huh. None of them amount to beans except the numbers, and I want a bigger cut.
Greedy, aren't you?
Well, I take all the chances. The runners all know me, not you. I have the policy slips printed and distributed. It's worth more than 1/3.
I could get angry at you, Lefty. But I'm going to try persuasion first, because you're a good man. You know my basic idea. Run a racket like a respectable business. Build confidence among the men. A clear line of promotion for merit. Now, you know you're going to take my place someday. You'll deserve it. Then you'll sit in this hideout office.
All very pretty, Hickman, but 100 years from now we'll be dead. I ain't got time to wait.
I won't give you a bigger cut. That's final.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got something even more final.
A gun. Are you fool? I... We all end up in the grave, Lefty. Why hurry to get there?
Show, 30:30, with an even more daring dance.
Hey, Paolo.
Yes, Mr. Fulton?
Hold the next clause for a few minutes. I gotta go backstage and see Selena. Mr. Baker wants to talk to her when he gets back.
In their interpretation of Oink Oink, Life Down on the Farm. Here we go.
I'm Lefty Baker.
Yes, a funny little man named Bobo said you were coming.
I own this joint, you know.
Somebody has to own it. Why not you?
You know, you're terrific.
I'm supposed to be.
Tomorrow morning, your name goes up in lights outside the club.
Good.
I'm going to have two dressing rooms made into one and fixed up to knock your eye out.
Good.
I'm going to double your salary.
Good.
In exchange, no guys around you but me.
You move fast, don't you?
I think fast, talk fast, and act fast. I hate molasses. If you don't do your order.
Well, see if you can listen as fast as you do everything else. I'm turning you down cold.
Well, what's the matter?
I like everything about the setup except...
Except what? Come on, come on.
The biggest mistake a girl like me can make is take on guys like you. There's no security in it.
All right, stop talking from left field. Tell me what else you want. You can have it.
Marriage. I thought that'd cool you out. Well, it's been nice knowing you, Lefty.
How long does it take to get married?
You need licenses and things. Wait 2 weeks. After that, maybe 5 minutes.
I'll get everything set tomorrow.
Are you on the level?
Where you staying?
Liberty City Arms Hotel.
All right, I'll pick you up there tomorrow morning at 11. We'll set everything. People get married in church, don't they?
Okay, Lefty. I'll take you up. You just got yourself engaged. On one condition.
All right, don't drag this out. I got an appointment on the other side of town in 10 minutes.
I've been taking care of my father for 4 years, since Mom died. You have to let him live with us.
Is that all? Sure. Oh, I may not get back here to see a second show, but I'll be at your hotel 11 tomorrow morning.
Well...
All Washington counter spy personnel. This is David Harding's assistant, Harry Peters, speaking. Here's Mr. Harding. 8 days ago, C.J. Hickman, the crime boss of Liberty City, District 11, was found shot to death in his hideaway private office. According to the facts received here in Counter Spy Central Analysis, no clues to his murder have been found, though we have our suspicions. First result of the murder is the accession to gang leadership of George Baker, known in the underworld as Hurry Up Lefty. Second result is a grand jury investigation of criminal corruption in Liberty City. And counter-spy aid has been officially requested by the city council. From tonight on, my assistant Peters and I
will be working out of temporary headquarters in Liberty City.
Get a load of this, honey. Private elevator to my penthouse apartment. I had it souped up fast.
Our penthouse apartment.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Well, we only been married 20 minutes. Let me catch my breath,
What's the matter? Things too fast for you?
Well, that's why I go for you, sweetheart. You're the fastest thing next to me I ever heard of. Well, top floor. Heaven. Like it?
How many rooms?
Oh, 5, 6, I forget. 3 baths, 2 terraces.
Room's all as big as this one?
Oh, the kitchen's kind of small.
Servant?
Yeah, Bobo Fork, the little fat guy that's with me all the time. He's my right-hand man, personal stooge and cook. Think you made a bum deal, sweetheart?
Put your arms around me, Lefty.
I heard you the first time, baby.
You always hear of dopes getting married fast, and they tell you it lasts a lifetime. Why shouldn't smarties like us have the same luck?
Well, me, I live for now. And I got you.
You sure have. Ooh, what's that? Beginning of the second round?
Somebody coming up in the elevator. Bobo, maybe.
Oh, Lefty. I forgot.
What? Her husband someplace?
My pappy.
Who?
My father, don't you remember? He's going to live here, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, there's an extra bedroom and bath in the back you can have.
Oh, hiya, Pop. Come on in. Lefty, this is Pop. Pop, this is Lefty.
Hiya, Pop.
Hi. Oh, that elevator come up so fast, I'm dizzy.
Oh, Pop, didn't you bring some bags or something?
Bags? Oh, I wasn't sure this was all on the level, so I checked my stuff at the depot. Any ale in the house, Elsie?
Ale? Well, I don't know. Oh, Pop drinks ale all day long, Lefty.
Well, there's everything out in the kitchen.
Yeah, I go find it. Well, what'd you say your name is, Elsie?
Mrs. George Baker.
Used to know a linotype operator named Barker. No. Well, I'm awful thirsty. I'll go see about that ale. Call me when you want supper cooked, Elsie.
You bet, Paul.
Oh, what's the matter?
You ought to see your face.
Is that old Crumb really your old man?
Well, he and Mom always said so.
Yeah, but look at you and look at him. Yeah, the way he dresses. Sort of a cowboy felt hat, a shirt but no collar, and a gold collar button showing. Yeah. What's he mean, let him know when you want supper cooked?
He likes to cook. He'll insist on doing all the cooking.
Oh, great. Bobo will love that. Is that what he is, a cook? Short order?
No. Cooking's just for fun. He's a printing compositor. Has been ever since he got out of school. Say, maybe you can find him a job.
What's he need a job for? You just give him all the dough he wants.
No, it'll be better if he works. You can find him something, I bet you.
Yeah. Like a little print shop in the cellar of the Green Grotto Club. Prints all the menus and stuff. Maybe he could take that over.
No, you're sweet, Lefty.
Yeah.
I mean it. I'm not going to do a thing but make you a real home here.
Oh, we got a home, baby. And what are you talking about, doing nothing else? You're going to go right on dancing at the Green Grotto. I want the whole world to know what I got, baby.
This Liberty City setup is trouble, Dave.
They all are, Peters, at first.
The worst is it looks easy. Here we've got a couple of hundred of the policy slips used by the racket, but no luck in tracing them.
You heard yet from all the paper companies?
Well, it narrowed down pretty fast to that jobber in Kansas City, Chief. He sold a carload lot of this paper 5 months ago to a printer in Independence, Missouri.
Yeah.
Now, that printer failed, and the paper was sold off at auction. No record of who bought it.
Yeah, but the chances are these policy slips are printed somewhere here in Liberty City.
Well, we've checked every printer, Dave, big and little. There are 27 all told, including the printing plant at the university outside the city. Not one has this particular typeface.
Vogue Bold, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. 8-point and 12-point. And it ought to be easy to trace. You can see that a lot of the characters are defaced.
Well, we can't sit here all night and stew about it, Peters. There's only one possible lead at the moment. The one turned up in our surveillance reports.
The father of Selena, the snake dancer, hmm?
Yes. Lefty Baker's father-in-law, Pop Wilbarger. He's a printer by trade. See what that leads to, Peters. You're listening to the case of the foolish father on Counter Spy. The American economic system has always preserved the basic freedoms of the individual, the freedom to work in the place of his choice, the freedom to bargain collectively, to contract his own affairs, to own property, start an enterprise, profit from his inventiveness and his investments. These freedoms are, in fact, basic to our economic system itself. Since 1910, we have more than doubled the output of each of us for every hour we work. In the same period, we have increased our supply of machine power 4.5 times. Since 1910, we have also increased our annual income. Yet in the same period, we have reduced our working time. Remember, our unrivaled production of goods and services goes hand in hand with the preservation of our basic freedoms. Our system may have its faults. We still have a lot to do to make it bring us all the things we want. But despite these faults, it has brought more benefits to more people than any other system. So at all times, work to protect and to strengthen our American economic system. And now, back to Counter Spy.
From the slot machines, Lefty, $16,481.20. Check. From the laundry concessions and linen service and all the hotels and restaurants, $6,791.
Check. Should be more. Those guys are slow.
Yeah. Hey, ain't it time for us to go home?
I'll eat upstairs in the club tonight, Bobo. You too.
You got a fight with the missus already?
No, only can't go home to eat no more. It's Pop.
Oh.
He cooks, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know, all right. He run me out of the kitchen practically.
Yeah, he loves to cook, he says, and he cooks dinner every night. Only 3 times a week he cooks the same thing, and it gets me.
The same thing?
Yeah, shepherd's pie.
For dessert? So skip dessert?
No, shepherd's pie is no dessert. It's the main thing when you have it. It's got meat and vegetables and kind of a crust on top.
Yeah? Hey, that could be good.
Yeah, once a year maybe, but not 3 times a week. Yeah, I hope giving that old moocher a job running our printing plant down here to keep him out of the house, but no. Well, let's go up and get a steak, huh?
Yeah. Oh, why don't you throw him out?
I promised the baby. Come on, let's not hang around then. Oh, just a second. Yeah.
Hello, sweetie.
Oh, baby, how are you?
Sweetie, if you hurry, we can have something to eat together.
Well, honey, I told you I can't stand any more that
shepherd. I know. But Pop's not fixing dinner tonight. He's going out to meet a new pal of his.
Huh? He's got a pal?
Be glad, sweetie. How fast can you get here?
You know me, baby.
Here I go, Dave. I'll check with you later at the office by phone. What are you calling yourself, by the way?
Harry Peterson. Occupation printer's helper. Union card and all.
Where are you meeting Pop Wilbarger?
In Samson's Delicatessen for a sandwich and some ale. When he got talking the other day there, he said he might have a job for me. Well, maybe he was only talking, but we'll see. Well, Pop's nice little print shop you got here.
Oh, not bad.
Well, seeing as you've just hired me to help you, how about let's get going?
Will you look at this?
A menu for the Green Grotto upstairs. Some prices, huh?
This face type I'm talking about. Caslon, old style. Why, we used to use that on the Tacoma Star News when I was a boy.
Yeah, it does look old-fashioned.
I'm going to change it.
To what? What other types you got here, Pop?
Some fella's been running the shop pretty careless. I don't know what there is. Let's look.
You bet. Some cases here. All handset stuff.
Yeah. Looks like old monotype stuff. Cheltenham.
Well, that's no good for smart menus, Pop. Cheltenham's corny.
Yep. Let's keep looking.
Mm-hmm. A lot of old stuff ought to be melted up.
How are you on hand setting, Peterson? Ever do any?
Plenty. I can handle a Ludlow, too. No linotype, though.
My eyes, you know. I'm not so young anymore. Well, maybe you'll reset this menu if we can find a decent typeface.
Hey, Pop.
What?
Here's a typeface that looks possible.
What?
It's Vogue Bold, 8-point and 12-point. It looks okay, huh, Pop?
Vogue. In good shape, is it? No eyes, you know.
No reason why it shouldn't be in good shape, is there? And say...
Yeah?
Back here in the dark, there must be at least 2 tons of paper. Can we use that?
Lefty, he owns all this. He said stick to the regular menu paper, the heavy stuff.
Well, maybe so, Pop, but we want to do a real smart job for the nightclub, don't we? And Lefty will be happy when he sees it.
Well.
So give me that menu copy and I'll go to work. These will be the most surprising menus Lefty ever saw.
Sweetie, I have to admit it. I like Bobo's cooking better than Pop's.
He's a character, your old man.
Oh, I don't know.
That gold collar button of his always sitting in the kitchen slopping up ale.
Yeah, I'll tell you a secret.
Hmm?
He says his eyes are getting weak. Actually, he's boozy half the time and he can't see straight.
Well, let the old kink have some fun.
You know, you're different tonight, Lefty.
Oh, me? Never.
You ate your food as if you had a little time for it. And you're sitting still. You're not looking at your wristwatch every 2 minutes.
Well, I'm a happy guy, that's right. And you did it, baby.
In a month, I'll go on.
Now, honest, you make me forget everything else.
Lefty, this grand jury investigation going on with counter spies, are they after you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then...
Now, don't you worry a little sconce about it, huh?
Honest?
What's the matter? You worried you wind up broke?
I'm worried about you, sweetie.
All right, then you forget it. I'm too fast for anybody.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Look at the time. I'm due at the club for the first show.
Oh, okay, baby. You get your duds. Bobo and I'll be waiting for you downstairs in the car. I think I'll take in the show tonight.
You take it in every night.
Well, I gotta keep an eye on my good luck job. Come on, you better hustle.
Dave. Hello, Dave.
Yes, Peters, what's up?
I can't explain now. I just ducked out of the print shop to a phone booth. Can you come to the Green Grotto for dinner?
Of course. You expect something?
I've taken a wild chance, and it may lead to a blow-off. Now, when you get there, keep your eyes on Lefty Baker, especially when he sees the newly printed menu.
Good evening, and welcome to the Green Grotto, and another evening of fun and frivol in Liberty City's gayest gay spot. Yes, sirree. Well, we start off our all-star floor show with a little girl who's captured every heart in the city, the beautiful, exotic charmer in her dance of the Serpent Queen, Salida!
That's all I gotta say, Bobo. Wow. Yeah. Mine. All mine.
Yeah. How good it is, Mr. Baker. Dinner as usual?
No hurry tonight, Paolo.
Okay, Mr. Baker. I leave 2 menus with you.
Okay, Paolo. Look at it, Bobo. It's murder. Plain murder.
I'll say it is. Lefty. Look at this menu.
That pipe down, will you? I'm not ready to order.
Lefty, look at this menu.
Yeah, so?
So? So you like the paper it's printed on?
Yeah, sure, it's the same as... Hey.
And how do you like the type it's printed with?
Oh, but I love it. Well, come over the old sauce.
Nothing has yet something better.
Maybe he's down in a print shop.
You go keep Selena company till I get back. I'm going down and take real good care of Pop.
Here you are, Pop. I brought back some more ale.
That's the stuff. Sit down, boy. Nothing I like better than sitting around a print shop. Gas.
Here's yours.
Ah, thanks. Now, reminds me of one of Jim Bates out in the old Mountain Valley Press. Ooh, yeah. He could set more type and drink more ale than any journeyman printer in the country. Yes, sir, never pie a line or spill a drop. It's funny, I don't know why I'm yawning. Nerves, I guess.
Could be.
Peterson, you like shepherd pie?
I never had any, I don't think, Pop.
Yes, sir. He could drink more ale and set more type than any printer in the country, Jim Bates could. Has hunks of meat in it, and any kind of meat, whatever he got lying around.
Shepherd's pie, huh?
And he'd never pie a line, no, sir. Coarse potatoes and vegetables, anything that's lying around. Different every time, see? Only always the same. I'll make you some.
Here's more ale, Pop.
Oh.
Hey, Pop. Hey, Pop, did you print up these new... Who are you, Jack?
Peterson's the name, Mr. Baker. Mr. Wilbarger's helper.
Helper since when?
Since tonight, Mr. Baker. Did we do anything wrong?
Somebody did. I told this old goat not to touch anything in the shop but what he needed for menus and table cards. He used the wrong paper and the wrong type.
Well, I know they're the same as the policy slips printed down there.
Policy slips? What do you know about policy slips? Come on, spill it, wise guy. What's your right?
I just wanted you and me to have a talk.
We're having it with a gun in my hand, so talk fast.
Well, like you say, Mr. Baker, I've got an angle. I want to tie up with a smart guy like you. You wouldn't want me unless I did something smart so I can't pop into hiring me.
You're not smart after all, Peterson, because you did something that can wipe out my whole racket. That's why you and the old souse here want to get it.
Lefty!
What? Selena, for the love of Mike.
She got the whole story out of me, Lefty.
What are you going to do to Pop? You were going to kill him, weren't you?
Oh, gee, honey.
Yes, he was, Selena.
Lefty, you crummy crook.
Ah, honey, I took the old bum on because you asked me. That don't give him the right to louse up my whole racket. Bobo, take her out of here.
Yes, sure, Lefty.
Bobo, you touch me and I'll claw you wide open.
Hey, gee, Lefty.
Go on, you sap. You're scared of a dame.
Let's see you do it, Lefty. Why don't you give her what you gave your old boss, Hickman?
Shut up.
Lefty, I draw the line at murder. Pop and me are getting out of here. Come on, Pop, wake up. This is no place for us.
Oh! All right, everybody, stand where they are. That shot went to the floor just as a warning. Now, everybody...
Grab your gun, Peter. I've got it covered.
Got it, Chief. Got some handcuffs for Lefty.
Hey, say, well, what are you guys, cops or what?
United States counterspies. You and your boss are both under arrest on suspicion of murder.
Murder? Murder? I didn't kill Hickman. He done it. Lefty done it.
Shut up, you crummy heel.
We'll take them all in, Peters.
Hold everything, boys.
Yes, miss, what is it?
I had no part in Lefty's racket. I was just looking for a roof over me and Pop. And we had it for a while. All I want now is plenty of publicity. I think I'll look pretty good on page one.
It's a nice wife you got, Lefty.
Drop dead.
Come on, Pop. Hey, Pop. Ollie, hit the deck.
Well, sir, anytime you want shepherd's pie...
Look, get me a doctor, will you? My shoulder's bleeding.
You bet, Lefty, a doctor and the penitentiary. The way you like everything, on the double. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, same station, to Counter Spy. Listen on Thursday for the exciting Case of the Coral Key. Suddenly, in Europe, inferior counterfeit United States money appeared, a plot to damage confidence in the dollar. But the solution lay not in Europe, but off the keys of Florida, in a strange murder and an even stranger fishing trip. Listen on Thursday to... Case of the Coral Key on Counter Spy. Tonight's Counter Spy program originated in New York.
was directed by Leonard L. Bass, dramatized by Paul Milton, and featured Don McLaughlin and Mandel Kramer. Counter Spy is a Phillips H. Lord production. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.